Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My soul. 2020 is undisputably weird. Weird for sports fans, and really weird if you're actually trying to conduct a season. We talked about, you know, all the changes that San Diego State had to make and adding two games and then dropping one and adding Pepperdine for Sunday, and that's just like the new normal. But I don't want to forget about their other Mission Valley rivals across the way. The USD Toreros, they got shut down like right away.
Yeah.
Like no practices, and they're just coming back. And joining us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline, Woods, is the head coach of the Toreros, one of our favorites, Sam Scholl, back on the program. Sam, coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Great to hear from you.
Well, it's great. It's good to know that you're still out there. Is there kind of the worry out of sight, out of mind for a little bit?
A little bit, but you know, we're just trying to take, you know, every day, just trying to get better, and you know, and under, you know, whatever circumstances are thrown at us.
Now, coach, you guys haven't tell everybody kind of what you guys have been up to, because is today your first practice, or did you start practice yesterday? How's it been working?
Yeah, no, actually, our first practice, we'll be back on the floor on Friday. Will be our first
Friday,
and then then we'll have 5 great days of great preparation. Our guys are excited, and we'll play at UCLA on December 9th.
Well, all right, so 5 days of lead in to go play UCLA. How hard is it? You work them really hard day one and taper off, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's great. Something that I've been, you know, with the coaching staff, been debating all week. Like, okay, how's our progression going to be?
Yeah.
You know, is it 2-a-days? Is it extra conditioning sessions? And you know, there's a real delicate balance that you have to have, because you don't want to just come back and try to get it all back and get your guys hurt or get heavy legs. So you know, we're just gonna try to, you know, get a little bit done in the morning, a little bit done in the afternoon, and kind of just balance it out throughout the day.
I like that.
Getting our wind back.
So what have you been doing with the guys? I mean, do you have like a Zoom meeting practice? Are they like in their apartment, dorms, whatever, and doing like exercises? How does this work?
Yeah, it's a challenge, but we've been doing it, make the most of the situation. And so we get together twice a day on Zooms. We usually, you know, do a team film session on Zoom in the morning, and then the afternoons we break the guys up into positional groups, and they get with the assistants, and so they get some more, you know, specific Zoom film time to each of the guys. And then it's just a constant encouraging for them to get their heart rate up. I mean, and however they want to do it, however they can do it, just get your heart rate up. You know, I don't care if it's Jane Fonda doing jumping jacks in your living room. Like, you got that. That's just been our biggest challenge, is encouraging the guys to get their heart rate up on a daily basis.
Well, we are talking to USD men's basketball coach Sam Scholl here on Ben and Woods, one of our oldest friends. Talked to Sam for a long time. And Sam, I wanted to ask you this. I know the Aztecs have had some scheduling issues. I know they were looking for a game to play. Did your phone ring? Did you get a text from Dutch saying, all right, let's run this thing back?
No calls from my friends over there at State. But, you know, they're off to a great start. I'm actually just watching their game against UCLA right now. And, you know, they came out blazing. And so they're playing really, really well. And yeah, scheduling is a crazy thing. It's kind of just like find a game, play a game. you know, and in some situations throughout college basketball, like I think you've seen, you know, sometimes it's somebody calls you and you play them tomorrow, you know, and you know, again, that's just what the, you know, the circumstances of this year are going to call for.
Now, other than the obvious shutdown due to COVID, you guys are kind of back healthy. You had a tough season last year, but you've got Yao Yin's Big Squirrel is back this year, a couple of returning players, and some of the new guys as well. Tell us just a little bit about your roster and your team this year.
I'm really excited about number one, that health you're speaking of, and then two, just the combination of returners that learned some hard lessons last year, but they've looked within themselves and have been willing to accept the things that they need to get better at, and they have certainly done that over this off season. And you combine those guys that are really hungry and driven, coming off a tough year, with some newcomers with great experience, guys that have played for really good coaches and really good programs throughout the country, and it's been a really great mix of blend of energy that's been a lot of fun to be around on a daily basis.
Now, hopefully you guys make it through the rest of the season, no more shutdowns and everything, get to conference play in the WCC. There is a team that seems to be capturing some national attention, though, the Gonzaga Bulldogs. Have you checked them out this year? They're always good. They seem a little extra good this year, Sam.
Yeah, that's probably a good way of putting it, because they're all, you're right, they are always good. They're always one of the premier teams in the country, but you're right, they're extra good this year. I mean, they have some a phenomenal talent. They're just so fast and they're big, and they can just really, they just seem to score so easily. So you know, they've definitely caught a lot of people's eyes and a lot of people's attention. But our attention will get focused on them in January.
Just last one for me here, Sam. In terms of like the resources that you have to put into a season like this, playing without fans, obviously at the Jenny Craig Pavilion, and keeping the players safe, and you know the protocols and the mask wearing. How difficult is that on a not a small program, but obviously a smaller program than the big, you know, top D1 schools in college basketball? What is that like for USD from what you've seen?
You know, our administration has been fantastic, and they've provided us every opportunity to be able to compete this season, and we are so appreciative of that. You know, through the testing, through the protocols that we have in place, our training staff does an amazing job every day of making sure that, you know, we're safe, and that we're, you know, that we're coming on the practice floor to participate in a safe environment. And so we're just extremely appreciative of everything that University of San Diego and our athletic department are doing on a daily basis, again, to give these guys an opportunity at having a season.
I'll head into UCLA next week to take on the Bruins. They are beatable, as we've seen, and maybe USD can be the next to pull the trick. It'll be televised. Everyone can watch it. Pac-12 Network. Coach, good luck in that one. Good luck this season, and hoping for good things from you guys. Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Really appreciate it. It was great to be on with you.
Thanks, yep. Coach.
Good talking to Sam Scholl on our SDCCU fan hotline. Double payback days are here. Use your SDCCU debit or credit card. You could win up to $1,000. No purchase necessary. For details, visit SDCCU.com. They're not the only D1 team. The Aztecs, the Toreros. Now UCSD is also Division I. They don't even have any games yet. Their conference and
they just moved up, right?
Yeah, this is their first year. Like, they're practicing, but I don't think they're cleared yet to start playing any games until the first of the year in the UC system or something. So they have to wait even longer than UCSD or USD does to get their season started. So every school is kind of operating under different circumstances,
yeah, different rules. Yeah.
I mean, you know, Alabama football is one thing. And then, you know, there's little schools like St. Catherine University that are bussing around playing these D1 teams. It's all crazy this year, Woods.
Yeah, it has been. Hey, this is pretty cool. I just saw this come across my Twitter. Bobby Dickerson, Ben, was just named Baseball America's Major League Coach of the Year, San Diego Padres bench coach. Bobby Dickerson, 2020 Major League Coach of the Year from Baseball America.
I don't disagree with that.
That's great.
And he had a big impact on guys like, I think, Eric Hosmer,
yep,
taking a step up, Manny Machado, and working on that shift and, you know, playing that shallow right field that
God,
he would move
he was
around
good
to.
In that shift.
Bobby Dickerson was very instrumental in a lot of the changes that Jace Tingler implemented in his first season. He was a right-hand man for Jace Tingler, who had a great year. So even though Jace Tingler didn't win Manager of the Year, good to see Bobby Dickerson getting recognized for his work with the Padres this past season.
Always nice to be recognized, Benny.
All right, when we come back, if you missed it earlier, we're gonna roll this back a little bit because it was fantastic. Talking some Padres baseball with Major Garrett, chief Washington correspondent for CBS News. He is one of our absolute favorites. It is a big day in Major League Baseball. It's a non-tender day, which means by the end of this day, we'll know if the Padres are going to keep Tommy Pham on the roster by tendering him a contract or are going to let him walk as a free agent. Haven't heard any news yet, but that will all come in, we believe, by 5 o'clock p.m. today.
It's not very tender to non-tender.
It is not. Quite harsh, actually.
It is. Be tender. And tender, Tommy Pham. That's how, that's where we're leading. Paulie, you think he's going to be back? You think he's gone?
I think he's back.
Ben and I both think he's coming back.
Now, hey, if he does get non-tender, that's not necessarily a bad thing. He becomes a free agent a year earlier than he would have. Maybe he gets a multi-year deal from someone that likes Tommy Pham. So that's one of the, it's kind of a risk calculation thing that you might actually cost more money if you let a guy go like that. So we'll see what happens today, but looking forward to that. Looking forward to Major Garrett again when we come back. It's Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.